This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is finally doing the right thing on arms control. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Congress is renewing the effort for a comprehensive ban on nuclear weapons tests. Last October, President Reagan promised to go forward with Senate ratification of two key test ban treaties previously negotiated, and Congress agreed to shelve a legislative ban. Surprise, Bob. The president promptly forgot his promise and attached unacceptable conditions to ratification of the treaties. Now Congress is reviving its own test ban legislation. The House Appropriations Committee has already adopted the proposal, and a Senate vote is coming soon. I know, Bob. Negotiations are underway in Geneva, and Congress should defer to the president. We listened to that argument last fall, and all we got was the fiasco at Reykjavik and a broken promise from the White House. The way to stop the nuclear arms race is to stop the testing of new weapons. Join us, Bob, and restore your credibility on arms control.
This is one of those times, Ted, when I wish face-off was 5 minutes long. That's what I would need to correct all of your inaccuracies. But I'll correct just the most serious one. You said the president submitted the nuclear testing treaties with, and I quote, unacceptable conditions. Well, there was one condition the president added, that the treaties not go into effect until we're certain they can be verified. In other words, until we're guaranteed the Soviets can't cheat. Now, apparently you trust the Kremlin to keep its word, Ted, with no verification and no safeguards. If Gorbachev says he's going to be a Boy Scout, you're ready to give him his merit badge. Well, it's not good enough for me, it's not good enough for Ronald Reagan, and I'm happy to say it's not nearly good enough for the American people. This is Senator Bob Dole. The prime rate goes up. Wall Street must think Ted Kennedy is running the economy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. The prime rate just crept up a notch for the first time in 3 years. Maybe they think Ted Kennedy is running the economy. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, some of the big banks raised their prime lending rate by a quarter of a point. That's not much, but it's a trend that I don't like. But we can't blame the financial community if it's worried. It looks at Washington and sees Democrats saying, we don't need to cut the deficit that much, and they see the Democrats demanding tax increases every time they blink an eye. Ted, the banks see a lot more risk in the economy now that the Democrats control the Congress, and so do I. So let me send my own message to Wall Street. We're not going to raise taxes, and we are going to bring the deficit down. Don't raise the prime, fellas. Ronald Reagan is still president, and Republicans will back him up to save the economy from Democrat disasters.
Wake up and smell the coffee, Bob. No one wants higher interest rates, but 6 years of Reaganomics is coming home to roost. You supply-siders are living in a strange paradise if you think the economy can keep sailing along on the massive budget deficits and trade deficits created by Reaganomics. You're not exactly a profile encourage yourself on the budget, Bob. In fact, you don't have any profile at all. You're playing ostrich, head in the sand, refusing even to participate in the delicate budget deliberations. Everyone knows the Graham Rudman deficit target can't be met without cooking the books and phony economic assumptions. Even President Reagan's budget admitted the need for higher revenues, and he still missed the target by $27 billion. As they say in the circus, Bob, it's a big job cleaning up after a big elephant. But that's what the new Democratic Congress has to do. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the administration's cutback in medical research. They're not just wrong, they're illegal. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. How does Bob Dole feel about a ban on tobacco advertising? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Bob, we spend billions of dollars every year treating cancer, heart, lung, and other diseases caused by smoking. But in this case, an ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. It's time to deal more effectively with the problem at its source. Congressman Mike Sinar of Oklahoma has the right approach, a comprehensive ban on all tobacco advertising. The American Medical Association's for it, the Surgeon General's for it, and Congress should be for it, too. Cigarette advertising is already banned on radio and television. Supreme Court decisions make clear that a blanket prohibition in other media is constitutional. Tobacco ads are deceptive and irresponsible. They're heavily targeted on youth, and they've hooked 2 million teenagers into smoking every year. Advertising bans in other nations have cut the smoking rate in half among the young. Warning labels don't work, Bob. Are you ready for stronger medicine?
Ted, I share your concerns. The number of youngsters taking up the smoking habit is really troublesome. Although statistics show that men are cutting down, more and more women are lighting up, and that is not good news. Congress has already banned liquor advertising on radio and TV, and we followed up by keeping cigarette ads off the airwaves. The next step could well be keeping them off the pages of newspapers and magazines. It's that serious. Ted, don't overlook education. We can ban advertising, but it won't matter much unless the dangers of smoking are well documented. The kind of information helped me kick the smoking habit many, many years ago, and I'm glad I did. But don't blow smoke on this one, Ted. I know you like your cigars. Are you ready to give those up, too? This is Senator Bob Dole. I've got a tough new anti-espionage bill that the Soviets probably won't like. What about Ted? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Soviet espionage in our Moscow embassy is a scandal. It's time for tough legislation. But is Ted Kennedy ready? In a moment, we'll face off and find out. Ted, the security fiasco in our Moscow embassy has got to end, and end now. We've heard enough rhetoric about it, and we've seen enough finger-pointing. Now it's time to do something. Follow me, Ted. I've introduced a tough bill that sends a loud and clear message to the Kremlin. Enough of this nonsense. The Soviets say they're ready to move into their new embassy in Washington, but my bill says no way unless our embassy in Moscow is bug-free. The Dole bill also gives convicted spies what they deserve, the death penalty. Ted, this legislation is a first step toward putting our security house in order. Let's make certain it never happens again. Ted, are you ready to sign up?
Bob, Congress and the country are shocked by the Marine sex and spy scandal and the American embassy fiasco in Moscow. But what appalls us most is not the discovery that the Soviet Union is engaged in espionage, but that our side is so incompetent at preventing it. For a decade, both Moscow and Washington have been building new embassies in each other's capitals. We each tried to hide bugs in the other's building as construction proceeded. The Russians discovered our tricks at the start, but we didn't detect their bugs until our new $191 million building was almost entirely completed. The Marines will be punished, Bob, but what about the higher-ups at the embassy, the State Department, and even the White House, who allowed this to go on under their noses for so long? Has everyone gone fishing in the Reagan administration, Bob? Is anyone in charge? Are they all Keystone cops? How else do you explain all the egg on all your Republican faces? This is Ted Kennedy. Miracles never cease. Bob Dole just voted for a Ted Kennedy bill on welfare reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Miracles still happen. Bob Dole voted for a Ted Kennedy bill on welfare reform yet. In a moment, we'll face off. Tell the truth, Bob. You right-wingers twitched a little when you trooped to the Senate floor the other day to vote on Ted Kennedy's welfare reform bill. You could claim safety in numbers, though, because the Senate passed it 99-0. Even Jesse Helms voted for it. That means either it's a good idea or ideology hadn't gelled against it. The concept is simple, Bob. It can help reform our costly and outdated welfare system. First, Congress puts up the seed money to train welfare dependents for jobs in the private sector. Then, if states and cities make the program work, they share the savings, 50-50, whenever welfare recipients take a job. For every $1 billion in federal welfare savings, the states get $500 million. That's an offer even you couldn't refuse, Bob. Thanks for your vote of confidence.
No problem, Ted. I'll always vote for Reaganite solutions, even if they come from ultra-liberals like you. Face it, Ted, you took a conservative Republican idea and put your stamp on it. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you follow the truth in packaging laws. Your bill piggybacks on President Reagan's own job training program. Then you go on to one of the all-time Reagan favorites, getting welfare recipients onto the job rolls. Then you top it off by harnessing state and local initiatives to carry out the plan. Another good old Republican standby. So welcome to our world, Ted. I just hope this is the wave of the future. I'd be disappointed to think you pushed this plan just to appease your friends on the right. This is Senator Bob Dole. When it comes to making history for women, it's tough to beat my state of Kansas. Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Kansas celebrates an historic anniversary for American women. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Democrats deserve credit for putting a woman on your ticket last year, but Kansas beat you to it. In 1887, we elected the first woman mayor in American history, Susanna Salter of Argonia. It began as a joke, but she had the last laugh. Local men were upset that the Woman's Christian Temperance Union was promoting candidates sympathetic to its cause. So they printed up joke ballots with Susanna Salter's name at the top. It backfired because she won in a landslide. Ted, Kansas has had a lot of firsts since then. Nancy Kassebaum, first elected woman senator. Amelia Earhart, first woman to solo the Atlantic. Ludie Lytle, first black woman admitted to practice law in the U.S. Lynette Woodard, first woman member of the Harlem Globetrotters. And of course, the first woman to be Secretary of Transportation, Elizabeth Dole.
Bob, those past battles are welcome milestones in women's struggle for equality, and Kansas deserves credit. But I suspect that women in Kansas and the rest of the country would appreciate it even more if just once you'd lend a hand in the battles of the present. Where is Bob Dole in the drive to make Equal Rights Amendment part of the Constitution? Where is Bob Dole in the battle to guarantee equal pay for equal work and end the shameful situation in which women earn only 64 cents for every dollar earned by men? Where is Bob Dole on raising the minimum wage to lift working women and their children out of poverty? Where is Bob Dole when the Reagan administration refuses to name women to be federal judges? Where is Bob Dole on granting parental leave for working mothers or ending sex discrimination in programs that get federal aid? Those are the key battles that count for women in 1987, and you're AWOL on every one, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on Alzheimer's disease. There's new hope. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to do more in the struggle against Alzheimer's disease. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, there's no crueler disease than Alzheimer's. It destroys the human mind. It deprives the elderly of their golden years. It robs husbands and wives of one another, sons and daughters of their parents, children of their grandparents. Now a study by the Congressional Office of Technology Assessment provides information and ideas for action. Losing a Million Minds, the study is called. It's a summons to action for everyone concerned about catastrophic illness of the elderly. Medical care ought to be available to diagnose and treat the disease before it reaches the point of no return. Research should be expedited to find the cause and seek a cure. And families deserve protection against the devastating financial burden of long-term care for their loved ones. Wouldn't we all be better off, Bob, if we gave Alzheimer's disease the same priority you're giving Star Wars?
Ted, I agree with you that Alzheimer's disease is a tragic affliction that deserves our attention. And that's exactly what it's getting. From the National Institute of Health, where our top scientists are engaged in the latest research. From Medicare and Medicaid, where home care for patients has been expanded. And from the National Institute for Mental Health, where part of the administration's $71 million commitment is being spent to beat Alzheimer's disease. Ted, I'm surprised you weren't aware of the big news on the research front. An experimental transfer of kidney tissue to the brain seems to reverse the dreaded disorders of Parkinson's disease and may also be the key to one day curing Alzheimer's. It's a start, Ted, but let's continue to do more. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time to honor some brave Americans, our ex-prisoners of war. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. American prisoners of war have finally gotten the recognition they deserve, but there's much, much more to be done. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, April 9th was National Former Prisoner of War Day, but for all the courageous men and women who have suffered the torture of captivity, every day is their day. In the Senate, one of our colleagues, Senator John McCain of Arizona, is a former POW from the Vietnam War. His 6 years of imprisonment included unimaginable hardships and cruelty. He's a real hero in my book, and so are the more than 83,000 living ex-POWs who survived captivity in both World Wars, Korea, and Vietnam. And of course, we must never forget the thousands of brave Americans who did not come back from enemy camps. Ted, let's honor these brave Americans. And while we're at it, let's push Hanoi for a full accounting for our POWs and MIAs. It's the least we can do.
Bob, we all paused on POW Day to honor our courageous war heroes, but nice words are not enough when it comes to keeping our commitment to the brave POWs and MIAs still unaccounted for in Vietnam. More than 2,400 Americans who served in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia are still not accounted for. A year ago, the Vietnamese pledged to complete an accounting by the end of 1987. But all of us are disappointed with the slow pace, lack of results, and frequent delays in our talks with the government of Vietnam. One problem is the talks are at too low a level to be creditable. No talks at all have been held in the past 6 months. Occasionally, hints surface that private channels are being used. But if the administration is serious about our POWs and MIAs, we ought to signal our concern with a high-level delegation. If George Shultz can go to Moscow and Peking, Bob, why can't he also go to Hanoi? This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Budget mania is sweeping the House of Representatives as Democrats seize the high tax ground. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Senate has snarled over the budget, so we're going to miss our deadlines for producing a spending plan. But not the House. Over there, Democrats are ramming through a high tax budget that leaves untouched every piece of federal pork that might help get a Democrat reelected. But you're in for a rude awakening when the American people get a look at the $20 billion in new taxes you're going to stick them with. Democrat taxes are a great new idea. They'll make America less competitive, destroy jobs, make workers less productive, and boost the cost of living. That's a lot of Democrat accomplishment for just one tax increase plan. Keep the new ideas coming, Ted. It's the best thing for Republicans since Ronald Reagan.
That's hogwash, Bob. Your House and Senate Republican colleagues didn't even show up for the budget debate. In fact, the GOP elephant spent the whole debate playing ostrich, its head in the sand. You can't just run around in circles, Bob, shouting taxes are coming. You can't beat something with nothing. If you don't like our alternative, you've got to have one of your own. But all you've done is vote no and snipe from the sidelines while Democrats get the job done. You held your breath when President Reagan sent up his budget, and then held your nose when the details were disclosed, and it missed the Graham Rudman target by a mile. It's a tough job, Bob, but someone has to do it. The GOP failed the budget test where it counts the most, at the polls last November. Now the Senate's under new management. We're meeting the test of leadership, Bob, by writing a budget that brings down the deficit and reflects our real priorities. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan's new initiative with the Soviet Union has left old Bob Dole high and dry on arms control. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, you must be feeling a little chilly, hanging out there to dry all by yourself in the Cold War. Thanks to George Shultz and his successful visit to Moscow, President Reagan has just made a graceful U-turn on arms control, and an historic new treaty with the Soviet Union is actually in sight. For 6 years, you had your way, Bob. This was the most anti-arms control administration since Hiroshima. But all through that time, people were asking, is President Reagan going to be the first president in the nuclear age who failed to achieve an arms control agreement with the Russians? I know, Bob, you'll probably say, me too, that this is the agreement you and Richard Pearl always wanted. Nonsense, Bob. Arms control is finally in the driver's cab, but you're still in the caboose.
Ted, it's spring in Washington, and more than the weather is changing, you're changing your tune. For the past 6 years, all I've heard from you, week after week after week, is that we'd never get an arms control agreement with Ronald Reagan in the White House, that he was just too hardline and too tough on the Soviets. Now, in all that time, you never bothered to criticize Gorbachev for his successors. They've never been too hardline. You jumped at every little crumb they threw your way. Yet now, when Ronald Reagan's strategy looks like it's going to work, when our tough stand is paying off in terms of progress toward a good, verifiable agreement, now you're trying to take the credit. Now, no one is going to swallow that line, Ted. And no matter how hard you try to jump on board the Reagan bandwagon, you're left in the dust on this one. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy votes against security at our embassy in Moscow. Hard to believe, but true, as you'll hear tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. I'm starting to wonder if Ted Kennedy actually reads legislation before he votes on it. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, every time I think you can't surprise me anymore, you come up with a whopper. About 3 weeks ago, the Senate voted on a resolution which said two things, very clearly and very simply. One, we should provide proper security for Secretary Shultz before his trip to Moscow. And two, if we couldn't, we should ask the Soviets to hold the meeting at some other place. That's all the resolution said, and 34 Democrats voted for it, along with a vast majority of Republicans. But you, Ted, you voted against it. Now, I know you're deathly afraid of offending Mr. Gorbachev, no matter how many spies he sneaks into our embassy. But can't you even vote for the proposition that we should have secure facilities in our embassy in Moscow, Ted?
Cut it out, Bob. That vote was a disgraceful last-ditch maneuver by the right wing to block nuclear arms control and derailed George Shultz's trip to Moscow. And no amount of backpedaling now by you can disguise the purpose of the vote. In fact, Bob, you were part of the attack. You used your position as Republican leader to muscle the amendment through the Senate and embarrass the President and the Secretary of State on the eve of his negotiations with the Kremlin. Fortunately, President Reagan saw through your tactic and held his ground. George Shultz told you to stick the vote in your ear, then went off to Moscow for a successful visit. Incidentally, Bob, George Shultz had no trouble with secure communications from Moscow. He knew it was possible all along, which was why the White House saw right through to the real purpose of your sneak attack. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the administration's cutback in medical research. They're not just wrong, they're illegal. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration defied the law by slashing medical research grants by the National Institutes of Health. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Oliver North must be loose in the NIH. For months, the administration flouted the law and defied the will of Congress by imposing unauthorized budget cuts on the National Institutes of Health. In last year's battle of the budget, Congress prevailed against this short-sighted anti-research mentality by mandating more, not less, support for medical research. But the administration refused to carry out the law and kept on slashing research grants. Now, faced with a congressional investigation, the White House has finally decided to comply. What gives, Bob? What took the administration so long to obey the law? You and I agree that devastating illnesses like cancer, AIDS, and Alzheimer's disease deserve all the priority we can give them. But can't we also agree that once Congress writes the law, the administration can't defy it?
Ted, the administration goofed on this one. But it was no secret operation. It was right there in the president's budget. As usual, you're blowing smoke to cover up the real story. The truth is, Republican and Democrat senators worked together to guarantee full funding for NIH grants. I know that the thought of bipartisan cooperation makes you queasy, but that's the scoop, Ted. So everything is back on track in NIH. What the administration was trying to do was to scale back by $181 million the $1.1 billion worth of NIH grants. But its method wasn't the way to do business, and the Congress said so. In fact, the Congress said no. But I'm not about to fault the President for trying to ease the budget burden on the American taxpayer. This is Senator Bob Dole. The president slaps another year of trade sanctions on the Nicaraguan dictatorship. Is Ted cheering or booing? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. The Soviet puppets in Nicaragua get what they deserve. Another year of U.S. trade sanctions. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the brutal dictatorship in Nicaragua continues to grind its heel into Central America. The communist Sandinistas are still exporting terrorism, still crushing human rights, and still accepting aid and comfort from Moscow and Havana. You don't seem to care, Ted, but President Reagan does. That's why he's just extended an executive order to continue trade sanctions against Nicaragua for the third straight year. It's part of the administration's overall strategy to bring the communists to the negotiating table. It's not all military action, Ted. Cutting off trade with Uncle Sam makes sense. As far as I'm concerned, cutting off diplomatic relations with the Sandinista dictatorship makes sense, too. Ted, are you backing Uncle Sam and freedom, or still sitting this one out?
Bob, your middle name is hypocrisy. You fought tooth and nail to stop limited U.S. trade sanctions from being imposed on the racist apartheid regime in South Africa. And you're working just as hard to block even more limited sanctions on the fascist Pinochet regime in Chile. Yet here you are today, piously praising all-out trade sanctions against Nicaragua. You'd better check with someone besides Gene Kirkpatrick, Bob. I don't think you've got your signal straight. You seem to have a double standard for dictators, and it's damaging the credibility of our own foreign policy. I will say this for you, though, Bob. Your position on Nicaragua may be showing signs of life. This may be the first time you've ever hinted that there has to be more to a U.S. policy on Nicaragua than military action. You don't get high marks yet, Bob, but at least you're eligible for the Improvement Prize. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on whether he's serious about protecting the elderly from catastrophic illness. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Bowen plan to protect the elderly against catastrophic illness is a step in the right direction. But is Bob Dole ready to do more? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Bob, Medicare today isn't doing its job of protecting senior citizens against the financial burden of catastrophic illness. Your own Republican Secretary of Health, Dr. Otis Bowen, has challenged the White House to do something, and President Reagan has agreed, on the theory that if you're about to be run out of town on a new idea, get out in front and make it look like a parade. The Bowen plan breaks the ice, Bob, but it doesn't do enough. Its $2,000 cutoff is too high for half the elderly. It doesn't cover heavy expenses for prescription drugs. And it doesn't begin to tackle the worst problem, long-term nursing care. Will you stand pat with the Bowen plan, Bob, or stand up with me in the effort to improve it?
Ted, you keep jumping up and down, claiming you just found another Easter egg. Unfortunately for you, they're all in my basket. That's the scoop on the Bowen plan. I have already introduced a bill designed to build on the good start made by our Secretary of Health. The Dole bill addresses the drug cost problem, expands home health care coverage, and looks for other reasonable ways to help our elderly. Notice I said reasonable, Ted. Taxing working America to the poorhouse and bankrupting the Medicare Trust Fund isn't my idea of reasonable. Well, the masks are off. All that election talk about new Democrat conservatism was just campaign propaganda. It's back to big government, big taxes, big spending, and big headaches for the American taxpayer. Now that's catastrophic, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. A political prisoner rots in a Cuban jail for writing a letter to Ted Kennedy. Get the scoop on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. There's a man rotting in a Cuban jail cell for writing a letter to Ted Kennedy. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, Fidel Castro runs one nasty dictatorship. He's forced a million Cubans into exile and has jailed tens of thousands for simply asking for their freedom. One such case is Andres Solaris, a 40-year-old civil engineer who has been in jail for more than 5 years because he wrote a letter to you. In that letter, Mr. Solares outlined his plan to start a new political party in Cuba, one opposed to the communists. That was too much for Castro. Mr. Solares was arrested and jailed. Ted, you only blow your top over human rights abuses by governments of the right. Well, here's one on the left. Ted, how about joining my call to Castro to let this poor man go and all those other political prisoners, too?
Bob, I'm as distressed as you are about what has happened to Solares and other political prisoners in Cuba. In fact, I've never received his letter. As I understand it from the report of Amnesty International, he drafted several letters, including one to me and President Mitterrand of France, but they were intercepted or never sent. It appears that the letters were the only evidence against him, and they were burned after his arrest, trial, and imprisonment in 1981. Castro isn't going to do us any favors, Bob, but occasionally he has responded to humanitarian appeals for human rights. I interceded in recent months on behalf of the last two surviving soldiers in the Bay of Pigs Brigade, still imprisoned in Cuba, and they were released from jail and permitted to come to the United States. I intend to raise the case of Solares, Bob. I'll keep you posted. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on Urgent New Action to Combat AIDS. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. AIDS is becoming the greatest public health threat in human history. Is Bob Dole going to do something about it or play politics with it? In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, I'm concerned about the foolish talk in Republican presidential campaign circles about politics and AIDS in the 1988 election. George Bush says you can't mention AIDS in White House meetings without right-wingers starting to giggle. Those are your people, Bob, and they're scheming to run against AIDS, gays, condoms, and Surgeon General Coop, all the way to Election Day in 1988. It won't work, Bob, and candidates like you should say so now. AIDS is spreading like wildfire, and right-wing ideology won't stop it. Frankly, we may need the equivalent of a Manhattan Project or a Marshall Plan to succeed in conquering AIDS by finding a vaccine or a cure. Let's have a bipartisan national campaign for research, education, treatment, and prevention, Bob, not a divisive campaign for political advantage.
Ted, I knew you weren't paying attention in class. You must have been sleeping in the back row when the Senate adopted the Dole Resolution on AIDS. Did you hear that, Ted? The Dole Resolution to establish a presidential task force on AIDS. No doubt about it, the country needs real leadership on AIDS, and that's why I'm working to bring America's best minds together to find a solution to this nightmare. There are profound social, religious, and moral questions to be examined, and our commission will be doing just that. But above all, the scientific answer must be found, and found soon. You're right. We don't need political games on this deadly issue. Unfortunately, your comments today fail to live up to that test. Ted, the tragedy of AIDS is a bipartisan concern. Let's try to keep it that way. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.